Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's executive order limiting immigration to the U.S. from seven Muslim-majority countries led to widespread confusion Saturday as refugees, green card holders, students, and workers were detained at American airports or barred from boarding international flights to the U.S. President Obama spoke about his executive action.
We want to ensure that we are not admitting into our country the very threats our soldiers are fighting overseas. We only want to admit those into our country who will support our country and love deeply our people.
Thousands gathered at international airports in the U.S. and elsewhere to express their concerns about Mr. Trump's travel ban. John Finlan was among protesters in New York's JFK airport.
People are not being let into the country. It's not what this country stands for. I'm an immigrant myself. I'm an American citizen, but I was not always an American citizen. And this is just fascism.
Meantime, a U.S. federal judge has issued an emergency order temporarily barring the U.S. from deporting people from nations subject to President Trump's travel ban. President Trump will be holding calls and conversations today with three world leaders one day after speaking at length with Russian President Vladimir Putin and four other world leaders. White House says Mr. Trump will speak with the King of Saudi Arabia, the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates, and the acting President of South Korea. During Saturday's call with President Putin, the two agreed to cooperate on such matters as efforts to defeat the Islamic State and to work together to support the people of Syria. This is VOA.